Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is in studio with us here on Wednesday, November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. Our full weather forecast is coming up as well.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita water restrictions will continue. The reason why is ahead.
Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky. It is 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're seeing record travel for this Thanksgiving weekend. So far, no major delays reported. However, the return trip next week expected to be just as busy. Eisenhower National Airport Marketing Manager Valerie Wise has this advice for travelers.
It's going to be busy, yeah. I think Sunday is going to be the busiest day, both for arriving and for departing. I would tell people, again, get here early if you're flying out.
TSA says it could be screening up to 3 million flyers nationwide on Sunday.
Despite the record rain in Wichita this month, city officials say water restrictions won't be lifted anytime soon. They add it's possible we could even enter stage 3 restrictions by the end of next year.
Cheney Lake has risen over a foot in November, but it's still roughly 7.5 feet below the conservation level. Meanwhile, the Equispead Aquifer is 94% full. Public Works Director Gary Jansen says water demand is decreasing now that the growing season has ended, but we are not out of the woods.
The lake level can drop in a hurry. It fluctuates a lot. I mentioned evaporation is a big deal even this time of year, even with the rains that we've had. I'm certain that come next spring, we're still going to be in drought to stage restrictions.
The city wants to construct additional recharge basins to feed the treated water from the Arkansas River into the aquifer. They will also conduct a feasibility study on using treated water discharged from the sewer plant. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A major ceasefire struck between Israel and Hamas after a lot of pressure by the United States and France.
The terms of the ceasefire are as follows. There is a 60-day truce Israeli troops will withdraw and Hezbollah troops will pull north. The monitoring will be done by the UN and the Lebanese army, and Israel has the right to defend itself if Hezbollah breaches the agreement. Hezbollah have agreed to pull north of the Litani River, that's 18 miles from Israel, which is the same agreement they reached back in 2006. Critics, however, are saying that back then they didn't abide by it, they spent the time rearming, so shouldn't Israel finish off Hezbollah now?
And that's Fox's Benjamin Hall with that report in London.
Two of the president-elect's federal cases have been dropped by special counsel Jack Smith, Fox's Tom Graham reports.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals now granting special counsel Jack Smith's request to drop president-elect Donald Trump's classified documents case, ending the battle to charge him over retaining classified material at his South Florida Mar-a-Lago estate. Now, the case continues for Trump's two co-defendants, though. Now, meantime, yesterday, we saw the election interference case out of Washington, D.C. drop against President-elect Trump. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Battalion Chief Jose Ocades with the Wichita Fire Department says there are more house fires caused by cooking on Thanksgiving than any other day of the year. Many of those are caused by people who are trying to fry turkeys. Some tips: turkey needs to be thawed out completely and dried prior to lowering it into the pot for deep frying. Some other things that people seem to do incorrectly: using a frozen turkey, filling the oil up way too high, or getting it way too hot. You should stand back, keep the fryer well away from your house while it's cooking. Ocades says another important tip: never use water to put out any type of grease fire. That will only spread the grease and make it worse.
Police say the death of 53-year-old Marvin Waldron is being investigated as a homicide. Officers responded to a call just after 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon in the 3800 block of South Hydraulic. The body was found with the obvious signs of injuries. Anyone with information about the case is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
How is the travel for Thanksgiving going? Might there be some hiccups? We'll talk about that. And counterfeit musical instruments confiscated, a huge bust. And of course, our full weather forecast here on the day before Thanksgiving is on the way. Glad you're with us here on this Wednesday morning, KNSS News Time 6:05. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Millions of Americans are traveling ahead of Thanksgiving, but some hiccups may make the process a little more difficult. Here's a report from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
As the holiday rush picks up, storms may throw a wrench in travel plans. Rain and snow are in the forecast for millions of Americans. Some flights have been canceled in Colorado and California. There's also concern about ongoing air traffic control staffing shortages. But so far, no major issues or delays across the country. AAA predicts that nearly 80 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home, with the majority hitting the roads. Travelers should get a slight break on gas prices. The nationwide average price for gas is $3.06. At the airports, TSA says they are staffed and ready to keep lines moving.
And that's Fox's Brooke Taylor with that report.
Thousands of counterfeit guitars are confiscated in the biggest ever bust of phony musical instruments. Fox's Carmen Roberts with the story.
Federal agents in Los Angeles seized more than 3,000 fake Gibson guitars that could have sold for a combined $18.7 million. The big tip-off: they were fake. They were shipped to the U.S. from Asia. And all Gibson guitars are made in the U.S., including by artisans in Nashville and Bozeman, Montana. An officer with Customs and Border Protection says the fake Gibsons may look legit, but they could have cost unsuspecting consumers a lot of money and grief. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
It's 6:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And here on the day before Thanksgiving on your Wednesday commute, very important to keep up to date on traffic conditions. And helping you out with that all morning long will be Jad Chambers.
Right now in traffic, the volumes are a little bit thin so far. Not seeing too many people out there on the roadways just yet. But as those volumes pick up, you might want to watch out. Do have a stalled out vehicle. This is southbound I-135 just south of 13th Street. stalled out vehicle there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway. That's in the former Kmart building down there. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And here on the day before Thanksgiving, let's take a look at our weather forecast. Here's KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies through the day. As we go through our Wednesday, winds are going to be gusty too, out of the north at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 49 degrees. 20% chance of some rain showers, especially later today. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Currently in Wichita, it is still dark as we await the sunrise. We have a breeze out of the east-northeast. It is 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, November 27th, day before Thanksgiving. We're coming up on 612 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. John Whitmer in studio with us again today. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ted. Beautiful, beautiful morning.
Yes.
Lovely morning. Jayhawks won last night, so it's a great morning.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that in sports, but... KU and Duke going at it last night.
Yeah,
it came right down to the final few possessions.
Trust me, I did not want to go to bed, but I knew I had to get up at 4 o'clock this morning. So I went to bed at halftime and prayed, and sure enough, had a good morning this morning. So.
Yeah, KU really notched it up on defense there in that last 90 seconds.
Yep, shut down the kid that is Cooper's presumptive number one draft choice. Averages 18-19 points a game, scored only 13 last night. Kid averages 9 rebounds. He ended up only with, I think, 5. I mean, just KU's defense really shut down, and that's despite the fact that Hunter Dickinson was ejected 5 minutes into the second half. He got ejected. So it was a really just a dominant performance by the Jayhawks. It was a great game. So,
yep. So that was a big matchup in college men's basketball last night going on. So yeah, like I said, we'll address that in sports. We've got a lot of sports going on this weekend. Looking forward to football and a lot of hoops and even big hockey weekend for the Wichita Thunder. So we'll talk about that as well. Are you in holiday mode yet?
My wife has a little bit. She's going to go out today and get the last minute. She needs a couple of onions and, you know, a few little last minute stuff. But then we'll get ready for, a little bit of tryptophan, coma tomorrow. I always just love that. I love to sit around, watch a little football and loosen the belt a little bit. So I love Thanksgiving. I always embarrass her because I take a picture of her masterpiece and put it on Facebook. And she always tells me, no, you can't do that. But I do it every time. I always embarrass her because she's just a master chef.
Our co-host Steve McIntosh. He is a huge Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah, I love it. Yep. My wife is just an amazing. Though I tell you, I used to love my mother's stuffing. But then my wife started cooking, and I actually said to my mom that my wife is better Thanksgiving cook. And I think it was the one time I hurt my mother's feelings, but I had to. My wife was better, so yep, had to. Had to tell the truth.
Got to say it like it is.
Yeah, got to speak truth to power.
It may not be a wise move, but
no,
you did what you had.
I was honest. My wife is amazing. She's an amazing chef. So tomorrow, are you? You got big plans?
Just with the family and heading over to mom's, and we'll have a nice meal together tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Jad, you?
Yeah, Jad. What's holiday mode for you?
No, I'm just down to Clearwater. Visit mom and dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love Clearwater. That was my old house district. I've locked a lot of doors down in Clearwater. That's just a sweet little town. Love Clearwater.
Yep. Grew up there.
So that's what's going on. Of course, we're all in kind of Thanksgiving mode with tomorrow being Thanksgiving. And tons of people are moving and going places. It kind of all started yesterday, and it's still going to carry over into today as well. And here we are. Of course, You know, cranberries is one of those dishes that end up on a lot of tables on Thanksgiving. Weeks ago, some of the cranberries that'll be on your plates tomorrow were floating in a bog in Massachusetts.
In a bog, that's right.
Yep, the cranberries have turned a pond in Middleborough, Massachusetts, in coastal waters, a bright color of pinkish crimson. Several workers go up to their waist in the water, and they gently corral the berries toward the hose, and then that sucks them up into a truck. That's where the romantic part of it ends. And then they are transported to factories that dry them or turn them into sauce or juice and somehow squeeze it into that can so that it takes the form of the can.
So the question is, do you like your cranberry sauce canned or fresh?
Because
that's the debate.
You would certainly prefer something that's fresh.
See, but I know people that like it canned. They prefer their canned.
Yeah, because that's how so many of us have had it.
Right. And my wife says she likes it to, made fresh, but I know people will love it out of the can.
Well, it's so easy to make it fresh, though. So I don't really see the point of a can, but I guess convenience, even though it's, like I said, it's really not difficult to do it yourself.
There are 300 cranberry bogs in Massachusetts that cover 14,000 acres. This year, farmers in Massachusetts will produce more than 2 million barrels of cranberries, and that's an increase of 12% over last year.
So, cranberry bogs.
So the prices of eggs are going crazy and some things you can't get, but not cranberries. Cranberries are there for us.
Hmm.
And thanks to the good farmers in Massachusetts for getting that done. It is 6:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we got a busy, busy weekend, including, we'll start with football. The Kansas City Chiefs play on Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. So very unusual. You got the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium hosting the Las Vegas Raiders on Friday afternoon. The Chiefs atop the conference, the Raiders at the bottom of the conference on a 7-game losing streak. And once again, the Chiefs are 10-1. They have not lost a game at Arrowhead. We always talk every week about how, no matter what the spread is, the Chiefs game always seems to come down to the last possession.
Yep.
The Chiefs are a 12-point favorite going into this one on
Friday.
Could
be a sleeper game. You never know.
Well, they played Vegas out there about a month ago, and they won by a touchdown.
Right.
This
is one of those games, though. This could be one of those. Vegas has nothing to lose here.
I don't know.
They're going to be looking to play spoiler. You never know.
I don't know. The Chiefs are a 12-point favorite going into this one.
You don't want them to be arrogant, overconfident, though.
Oh, you meant the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, when you said Vegas has nothing to lose, I was thinking to myself, well, Vegas never loses.
No, but that's my point, is you don't want the Chiefs to go into this.
I wasn't talking about Vegas in terms of football.
No.
I was talking about Vegas in terms of the sports betting business.
No, I don't want the Chiefs to go into this being overconfident and thinking, this is a, they need to make sure that they're not taking this lightly.
And let us recall the last time the Chiefs lost a game at home at Arrowhead. It was the Las Vegas Raiders last year on Christmas Day, 11 months ago. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs radio crew will begin their coverage at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. The game kicks off at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon. And, of course, you can hear it live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our live weekly visit with Mitch, which is usually on a Friday, is today. So 2 hours from now, we will talk with Mitch Holthus live and preview this game with Mitch. That'll be at 8:12 this morning. We got college football this weekend. Saturday, 24th-ranked Kansas State visiting 18th-ranked Iowa State. 21 degrees at game time in Ames on Saturday night.
Woo-hoo.
K-State is a 2.5-point underdog heading into this one in the regular season finale. Live coverage of K-State football at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. The game will kick off at 6:30 Saturday evening in Ames. Listen live on your home for K-State football, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas, meanwhile, one of the hottest teams in the nation, takes on another red-hot team that got off to a super slow start. KU at Baylor. Baylor has won 5 in a row. Jayhawks have won 3 in a row. This will finish up the regular season. And that'll kick off at 11 o'clock Saturday morning in Waco, nationally televised on ESPN2.
Big game for the Jayhawks.
Yep.
Big game.
If they win, they go to could go to a bowl game.
But actually, guaranteed a bowl game if they win.
Guarantee yourself a...
They'll be
bowl eligible.
They're bowl eligible.
But that's not a guarantee.
That's true, but... Yeah, they'll make a bowl game if they win.
You would think. Jayhawks are a 1.5-point underdog going into Baylor.
Got to win.
Here's the deal. KU has never won a game in Waco.
Really?
0-11 all time against
Baylor.
I did not
know that.
Yeah.
And Hawks.
They've lost 13 straight to Baylor, too.
Come on, Hawks. Got to win this.
Second round of the NAIA National Football Tournament. 16th-ranked Friends visiting the number 2-ranked team in the nation, undefeated Grandview, Iowa, in Des Moines. Friends is 11-1. Grandview is 10-0. That'll be at noon Saturday. Game time, 25 degrees in Des Moines on Saturday for that one. And Southwestern is ranked 15th in the nation. The Mound Builders are also 11-1, and they are on the road visiting number 3, Indiana Wesleyan. That'll kick off at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And it'll be cold in Indiana, too. So good luck to Friends and Southwestern on the road in the National Football Tournament for the NAIA. This is High School State Championship Weekend. And we've got games on Saturday that we're looking at in Class 4A. Andover Central at 11-1, taking on Bishop Miege at games in Emporia at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. In Class 3A, undefeated Andale is taking on 11-1 Topeka Hayden. That'll be a noon kickoff in Hutchinson on Saturday. In Class 1A, undefeated Conway Springs taking on Centralia. That'll kick off at 5 o'clock Saturday in Hutchinson. And in six-player football, undefeated Cunningham is taking on undefeated Weskin. Wow. That'll be a 3 o'clock kickoff in Greensburg on Saturday afternoon in state championship high school football action. All right, let's go to college men's basketball. Wichita State plays tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. The Shockers off to a 5-0 start, taking on Minnesota at 5-1. Shockers and the Golden Gophers meeting for the first time in 29 years. This is at the ESPN Events Invitational in Kissimmee, Florida. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin their pregame coverage for the Shockers at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on Thanksgiving. Tip-off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. Listen live to the Shockers on 103.7 KEYN. As we were talking about earlier, last night, number one-ranked undefeated Kansas beat 10th-ranked Duke 75-72 at the Vegas Showdown as the Jayhawks really clamped down on defense. And Duke's last three possessions, turnover, and a missed three-pointer at the buzzer. Nice. KU, next in action, number one Kansas at home in Lawrence, hosting undefeated Furman. Two undefeated teams matching up. That'll be at 5 p.m. Saturday in Lawrence. The K-State men don't play till Sunday, and that'll be in Manhattan. K-State hosting Pine Bluff, Arkansas Pine Bluff, noon Sunday, and that game is on KFH. Big weekend for the Wichita Thunder hockey team. 4 home games in 5 days starting tonight. The only day they don't play is tomorrow on Thanksgiving. They'll play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder is on a 3-game winning streak right now. And they're bringing in a team from Massachusetts this week. A team they've never played before, the Worcester Railers. First time these teams have met. The Thunder and Worcester, 6 o'clock tonight. 7 o'clock Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday, and then the Kansas City Mavericks at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Friday night is the Teddy Bear Toss. You can get free ticket vouchers at Quick Trip locations. And Sunday, you can go free with vouchers at Jumpstart locations. Big weekend for the Thunder, trying to extend that 3-game winning streak.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And one note from the NBA last night. First place Houston Rockets beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 117-111 in overtime. Look who starred for the Rockets. Former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet in the starting lineup. 27 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. And he made 6 three-pointers. The Rockets have won 3 of their last 4. Fred with another huge night. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch. It is 6:25 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way, and some good advice, as always, on a better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta as well. KNSS News Time, 6:25.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:34. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, November 27th, day before Thanksgiving. AAA and its forecast partner, INRIX, says the worst times to drive for Thanksgiving are this afternoon and yesterday afternoon. For travelers returning home, it'll be Sunday afternoon most of the day, and then Monday, pretty crowded on the highways, too. On Thanksgiving itself, tomorrow, the roads will be the least congested. AAA projecting a record of nearly 72 million people traveling by car, nearly 6 million people flying domestically, and gasoline prices lower than last year. Kansas's average gasoline price currently at $2.70 a gallon. That's 24 cents lower than a year ago, fifth lowest in the nation right now. In fact, the state with the least expensive gasoline is Oklahoma, $2.51 a gallon.
President-elect Donald Trump named additional members to his cabinet focusing on the economy and health.
These names give us an idea of the direction of the incoming Trump administration policy. Jamison Greer, as U.S. Trade Representative, he served as chief of staff to that position during the first Trump administration with experience implementing tariffs. Economist Kevin Hassett will head up the White House National Economic Council. He's been a proponent of tax cuts and also served in the first Trump term. And joining the healthcare team, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. He was nominated to lead the National Institutes of Health. He is a physician and an economist. He had been a critic of COVID-era shutdowns.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader.
Charges filed against the man that police say fatally shot a teenager on Halloween night. 19-year-old Jermall Campbell made his first court appearance yesterday, charged with multiple crimes, including first-degree murder. Investigators say he shot 13-year-old Donald Williams at a Quick Trip at Central and Oliver. Bond set at $1 million. His next court appearance set for December 9th.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott and incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan visited the Texas National Guard troops along the southern border Tuesday. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details in this Securing America.
Governor Abbott telling the troops why their efforts are so important.
For Texas and for our country to remain sovereign, free, and safe.
Homan says Texas's efforts are a model to protect against the effects of the illegal migrant surge over the last several years.
600% increase in sex trafficking. Fentanyl coming across the border killed 250,000 Americans. Record number of people on terrorist watch lists crossing the border.
And he warned that President Trump's plans will be carried out.
Let me be clear. There is going to be a mass deportation.
Homan saying the bottom line is
the nation wants a safe country.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
An unexpected visitor in East Wichita, gaining a lot of attention. People sharing and capturing adventures online of what they call Gigi or Gobblers or Pablo or Felicia. They're all the names that residents near Central and Greenwich are calling a wild turkey who's been roaming near the intersection for about a year now. Whatever you call him, people see the really like this turkey, has several Facebook pages and thousands of followers.
Wichita State has been ranked number one in the country for how much it dedicates for Aerospace Engineering Research and Development. The National Science Foundation says in 2023, the university recorded $327 million from funding sources. This ranking puts WSU in competition with other institutions such as Johns Hopkins and MIT. These funds were used to attract top faculty and researchers, provide state-of-the-art labs, and provide ties to industry leaders. The university also ranks number 8 for overall research and development expenditures.
A man in California who went missing a quarter century ago is discovered. His sister would not give up.
The man who vanished in 1999 from his home in Doyle, California, has just been found in a hospital 500 miles away. His sister, who never gave up the search, recently received a newspaper clipping about an unidentified and nonverbal man in a hospital. She called the Lassen County Sheriff's Office, who asked the LAPD to fingerprint the man, identifying him as her missing brother. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's coming up on 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here we are the day before Thanksgiving. Let's check our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies through the day. As we go through our Wednesday, winds are going to be gusty too, out of the north at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 49 degrees. 20% chance of some rain showers, especially later today. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, the sunrise just now beginning, just barely. And we have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the east-northeast. It is 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. It is 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's always that time every weekday morning to get some great information from the Commodities Update with old Screwworm himself, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Wow. You know, now you're going to have that nickname hanging over you.
I know. You know, I would expect that from Steve, but not from Ted.
Yeah, I went low. I went to the low mark today. Sorry.
I'm sorry, buddy. Screw worm.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. The live cattle futures had mixed trading and closes on Tuesday. The February contract at one time had a 5-session low. The feeder cattle futures continue to find buying strength from the screwworm situation that occurred in southern Mexico. And the feeder cattle contract did not make new highs yesterday as they maintained inside trading sessions. There is yet to be any cash cattle trade in the southern plains. And lean hog futures had big gains yesterday and also made new contract highs for most contracts. At the close, Feb live cattle unchanged at 187.70. Jan feeders $2.62 higher at 258.10. Feb hogs 235 higher at 88.27. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures lacked any type of market-moving news as they traded in closed mix yesterday. Even the announcement of Trump's 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and an additional 10% on China in his first day of office did not wreck the markets yesterday. The ag markets do close today at their regular time and reopen at 8:30 Friday morning and close early Friday at 12:05. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat down 3 3/4 at 5.55. March corn's up 0.75 at 4.28 3/4. Jan beans up a nickel at 9.88 1/2. January crude oil 38 cents higher at 69.15. Feb gold up $32 at 2,678.30. December S&P 5 3/4 lower at 60.32 1/2. While December dollar index is 58 cents lower at $106.38. In December, Dow Jones futures up 18 points at 44,969. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone, excuse me, or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You're already salivating for tomorrow's meal right there at the end there.
I guess that's what that was. Not exactly sure what got in my throat. Might be having to think about eating that old dry turkey.
I don't know. Maybe it was a little spare piece of yam that got in there somehow. But you never give us the sweet potato or the yam futures.
No, we don't have any of those. But we used to have potato futures years ago.
Really?
Yes.
But that,
along with egg futures also.
But that went away.
Yeah, like a lot of things. We used to have pork bellies, too.
Well, yep. I like a good pork belly.
Everybody does.
Tasty. Well, I assume you got everything ready to go for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Good, good, good. And, but what, you know, I heard you don't, you know, you said you don't really, you're not really a turkey guy, poultry guy. What is your protein tomorrow?
Well, we're, Patty and I, and we've done this several years now, we volunteer to help with community Thanksgiving here in Augusta. So it will be turkey and ham.
Okay. Well, good for you, and I think that's a pretty nice thing for you guys to do every year. Tom,
well, thank you.
We wish you you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. No show on Friday, so we'll talk to you again on Monday next month.
Looking forward to it, and I wish everybody else a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you, sir. That is the Commodities Update. Good stuff with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up next here on Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. .48 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up shortly, the Money Tracker with Don Grant. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The death of a 53-year-old man in South Wichita is being investigated as a murder.
Two
of the president-elect's federal court cases dropped by special counsel Jack Smith.
One.
The day before Thanksgiving, one of the busiest travel days of the year, nearly 80 million people driving and flying to destinations today. And that is Three Big Things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning in the Wichita area. Well, the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras do show some heavier traffic volumes out there. Not really seeing it causing too many problems, though. Of course, on a travel day like this, you could expect to see some heavier traffics by Eisenhower National Airport, especially along Kellogg right through there. But this time of morning, so far, not really seeing any problems in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and at 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building there. You can see everything at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And we take a look at our weather forecast heading into the holiday tomorrow. We're going to have a gusty wind from the north today, a chilly day, a high of 49 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 28 under a partly cloudy sky. And then tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, it'll be cooler, a sunny day, but a high only 41 tomorrow. And it's pretty much that way the rest of the weekend. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s. For your Thanksgiving weekend, currently in Wichita, we have a sunrise is just underway. We have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the east-northeast. It is 37 degrees on our way to a high today of 49 here on the day before Thanksgiving. It's 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's flash back and see how the stock market did yesterday.
Another good day on Wall Street Tuesday. The Dow set its third straight record close, up 124 points to close at more than 44,860. The S&P 500 up 34. It finished above 6,000 for the first time ever with its 52nd record close of the year. The NASDAQ gained 119. Monday night, President-elect Trump said he'll impose a 25% tax on all products coming into the country from Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Now the question is, could that cost be passed on to consumers? And new home sales down to a two-year low in October, according to the Commerce Department. Sales of newly built homes dropping over 17% last month. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
It's 6:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And now let's check in with the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP.
Good morning. We've seen recent federal funds interest rate cuts and are likely to see more following the unprecedented raises that the Fed used in 2022 and 23 to curb inflation. Well, what does that mean for the average American? As with just about anything, there are two sides to interest rates. Those who need to borrow will see some relief as borrowing rates should trickle down after a Fed rate reduction. Investors who receive interest on their cash holdings and bond investments will see less coming in because they'll be paid less interest. Personal loan interest rates have risen just less than 9% on the average at the beginning of the Fed rate hikes in 2022. It's almost 12.5% in August of 2024. We can expect these numbers to drift a bit lower as the Fed cuts those rates. Most federal student loans have a fixed interest rate. Fed policy will not affect existing loans. Private student loans may have a variable rate, so they may come down a bit as well. Mortgages have been historically low for almost 20 years. Some still enjoy a fixed interest rate of less than 3%. Earlier this year, they hit almost 8%. And by now, they're in the 6 to 7% range. We can expect to see mortgage rates on a declining trend. Who knows? But they'll probably settle around 5%, something like that, once the Fed is done lowering. Credit card interest rates are always much higher because of the risk credit card companies take to issue that credit. They skyrocketed and have come down a slight bit. They usually trickle down when the Fed lowers those rates. The best solution, don't carry a credit card balance. Save up in a slush fund to cover things that you would put on a credit card, then pay off that card immediately. Investors will see lower interest paid on bonds, CDs, and cash, so you'll make less. However, lower rates can help the stock market by making borrowing cheaper for companies looking to expand. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don Grant, CFP, for the good words. It is 6:53 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, federal holiday here in the United States, always on the fourth Thursday of November. Although, during the FDR years, he tried to move. Well, he did move Thanksgiving to the third Thursday of November, trying to increase the commerce and all the shopping and all the Christmas shopping that goes on around this time of year. So he tried to get Thanksgiving moved earlier in the year, and some states abided, some states did not. It kind of turned into a little bit of a mess. So it's after the FDR years, it's gone back to what it usually is, the fourth Thursday of November, which means it could be as early as the 22nd. Or, like this year, it could be as late as the 28th. This is the latest we can have a Thanksgiving, on the 28th, tomorrow. So, yeah, if it seems like it's taken Thanksgiving a while to get here this year, that's what's going on. It's late. Less than a month until Christmas already. My gosh. All right, it is 6:54 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. And that does include a special guest, John Whitmer.
Yep, our Speaker Pro Tem, Blake Carpenter, will be with us to respond to the governor's, how should we phrase this, instruction that the legislature not pass any tax cuts last year. I think that's falling on deaf ears.
Special guest coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, along with your business, sports, weather, traffic. It's all coming up. Glad you're with us here on the day before Thanksgiving. KNSS News Time, 6:55.